Sport on RTE Radio 1.
GAA, a Euro qualifier, and golf. It's all happening in sport, Darren.
Typical morning, Monday morning, isn't it, Audrey? Yeah, a night of very different emotions, I think, last night for our golfers in America. Great to see Leona Maguire winning on the LPGA Tour again, her second win there. But Rory McIlroy came up short at the third major of the year last night, the US Open. Runner-up to the American Wyndham Clark in Los Angeles, just one shot between them in the end. Clark finished with a final round of 70. He won it on 10 under par. Shane Lowry tied for 20th. Padraig Harrington shared 27th place on the final leaderboard. But let's hear from Greg Allen now, who's been reporting from this event all week. I spoke to him a short time ago and first started by asking him how the final round played out.
Actually, Darren, it didn't take long for yesterday's final round to become a duel between just two players, because it was clear pretty much early on with three bogeys in the first seven holes that Ricky Fowler was running out of gas. Scottie Scheffler, the world number one, he just kept missing putts. So actually the main rival to McIlroy was the third round co-leader Wyndham Clark, with that recent PGA Tour victory last month under his belt. He held a 1-2 shot lead, he kept defending it, but McIlroy had his chances and he missed a 4-foot putt in the eighth. And then on the par 5 14th, this was the real pivotal hole. McIlroy was chasing a birdie, but he came up short in heavy rough and he made a really messy bogey, while Clark, just a few minutes later, made a really easy 2-putt birdie to take a 3-shot lead. It wasn't quite over then, because Clark wobbled. He actually dropped shots in the 15th and 16th, but he eventually guided it home with a pair of gritty pars on the 17th and 18th. So just one stroke in it at the end, both shooting rounds of 70.
So, Greg, do you think this was one which Rory McIlroy will rue? He's left it behind. Or does the American Wyndham Clark deserve more credit that he went out and won this on his own bat?
Yeah, it's a really good question. He will have regrets because, you know, he didn't hold that putt on the eighth for birdie, 4 feet maximum. And then that 14th, the way he played it, you know, coming up in that heavy greenside rough with just a sand wedge in his hand, that was a really bad error. But Clark too made errors, but he recovered from errors better than McIlroy did. He also holed putts. McIlroy hardly holed anything. And in fairness to Clark, when it came down to it, he played 17 and 18 like a veteran of winning majors. And McIlroy just came up one short. And he'll have a lot to think about here, because this was a very near miss and one that will really sting, because he actually didn't make a single birdie from the second hole to the 18th.
Yeah, it's tough to take, isn't it? That's Greg Allen speaking to me a short time ago. Better news for Leona Maguire, who won the Meyer Classic on the LPGA Tour. She finished 2 clear of the field, 21 under par, and it's her second victory on tour. And you know what was brilliant about this was the way she closed out. Unlike Rory, which we've heard from Greg there, she hit 4 birdies and an eagle on her closing 6 holes.
I've been playing some really good golf leading into this week and just tried to be patient. It was nice to go bogey free, I think, on Sunday. And my goal today was to get to 20 under. And it's nice to even go one better than that.
Yeah, Leona Maguire there winning that event. Stephanie Meadow tied 13th there. Olivia Mahaffey finished just outside the top 10 at the German Masters. Now, the Irish soccer team meet Gibraltar in their third game of the Euro 2024 qualifiers tonight. 7:45 start, live on RTÉ2, The Player and 2FM. Now, Ireland, as we know, have lost our opening games to France and Greece, and manager Stephen Kenny's been addressing questions about his future at the pre-match press conference. He believes that he will be in charge until the end of the qualifying campaign, and he also feels that while some of the criticism is justified, he also thinks some of it is unfair. And he got quite emotional yesterday evening when he defended his position to the media.
You know, our performances home and away against Scotland were top drawer, and performance in the Ukraine was top drawer. If you're going back, that I don't want to sit here and justify, because we've had defeats. It wasn't good enough in Greece the other night, and I'm disappointed that I know that was an important game in the group, and I know we lost it. And I know there's criticism of me because of that. And I accept that. I accept the criticism. Like, I don't think I'm above that. I know that. You know, I know. I get that. I get it. I feel it. You know, that's part of it. That's the job I'm in. I understand that. I do believe in the players. Very much do. And we're going into the game against Gibraltar tomorrow. We want to get 3 points. And take that into September window.
Yeah, it's a must-win game for the Republic of Ireland. 7:45 start, live, as I said, across all the RTÉ platforms. We have the draw for the preliminary quarterfinals of the Football Championship and the Tailteann Cup semi-finals coming up on our next bulletin at 8:30. But what a final round of group games in the Football Championship yesterday. Lots of drama. Most of that drama came in Group 1. Kerry, too good for Louth. They win it, but all the three top sides in that group finish level on points, 4 points apiece. Kerry have the better scoring average, so they're top. But Cork's 3-point win against Mayo was enough to take the runner-up place. The sides ended level on scoring difference, so Cork are second in this morning's draw by virtue of a 1 point more scored than Mayo. It came down to that fine of a margin. Armagh pip Galway by a point to win Group 2. Galway will be second. Tyrone's draw with Westmeath sees them take third place, but only just. And Dublin secure top spot in Group 3 with a pretty comfortable victory over Sligo. Kildare edged out Roscommon of the second place with that 1 point win there. That draw coming up after the news at 8:30. Callum Devine won the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally, and finally Max Verstappen took the honours at the Canadian Grand Prix.